every person has within reach abundant resources to make their life fulfilling. Every person. I don't care what continent, I don't care where they live, what nation they live in, what economy they live in. There is a relative abundance within reach of every person. But the problem is there's a lot of injustice, and injustice keeps people from being able to access what God has made available to them. Well, hello again. Welcome. Glad that you could join us. We're going to look at chapter 13 of Proverbs again. We are on this quest for wisdom. We are on this quest to learn how to reign in life in a way that brings glory to God and establishes family lines for multiple generations that openly testify of God's goodness. So here in chapter 13, it starts by saying, a man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. We ended last session with that same concept, that our speech determined what we fed on. So here it is, a man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. The soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. I love the verse that says, even a fool, when he is kept silent, is thought to be wise. So when in doubt, just don't say anything. Because it keeps us from over-speaking and actually bringing calamity into our own life. Let's move on down to verse 13. It's one of the most important verses for me in the last probably 30 years, is verse 13 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. A New American Standard, I think, says, when desire is realized, it is a tree of life. So think through this one. This one is worthy of a whole session easily. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that when you face disappointment, you're automatically thrust into some emotional calamity. It just means you're vulnerable. It means you're vulnerable. And in that place of vulnerability, you have to make right choices. Because mourning can take you of one of two places. Mourning will either take you to the comforter, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted, or mourning will take you to unbelief. And that's where we have to be careful when there's disappointment, because there's that sense of loss. Things didn't work out the way we expected them to. We're vulnerable in those positions. That's why it says it makes the heart sick. It opens you up to a vulnerability spiritually that's not healthy. So just realize what's going on. Take charge of your own heart, your own thoughts, your own prayer life, your own confession, your decree over your own life, and make sure you're saying the things that will nourish your soul. So here it is, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But this next part is exciting for me. It says, but desire realized is a tree of life. The tree of life is in three books of the Bible. It's in the book of Genesis. It's in the book of Proverbs. It's in the book of Revelation. One way I like to look at it, Genesis talks about what was. Revelation talks about what will be. But Proverbs talks about the tree of life that's here and now. The tree of life helps to establish and define our eternal purpose here in this life. So when it talks about a tree of life, we're not talking about just some random fruit. We're talking about something that in the Garden of Eden, the angel actually protected Adam and Eve from eating it after they sinned, because it would mark their life of sin as their eternal condition. So it marks with eternity whatever it touches. So that's interesting, because it says the tree of life is connected to a desire realized. What does that say? It's saying that you and I were designed to be dreamers, and that our assignment in co-laboring with the Lord is to be so completely yielded to him that he could trust us with our dreams, and to watch those dreams get fulfilled, because that is our connection to our eternal purpose. You and I will reign with Christ for all eternity. We're not going to be sitting on clouds playing harps. God has, heaven is a very industrious place, and we have responsibilities there. Desire realized is actually training for eternity. Wow. Let's move on. It says over here, verse Oh, verse 17, sorry, almost missed an important one. It said, a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. There it is again. Health is connected to a faithful messenger. A faithful messenger has a message, has a decree, has a proclamation. One of the best things you and I can do is to listen continuously to the words of truth as they actually impact our soul, our mind, which impacts our entire physical body and health. So I encourage you in that. And then let's walk right down here to the last verse for today. And it is verse 23. It's a very, very important verse. Much food is in the fallow or hard ground of the poor, and the lack of justice, there's waste. I think, again, it's New American says, injustice keeps the wealth separate from the sinner. Injustice keeps it from them. So let's go through it again. I need to say it clearer. Much food is in the fallow ground of the poor. What is that telling us? Every person has within reach abundant resources to make their life fulfilling. Every person. I don't care what continent, I don't care where they live in what nation they live in, what economy they live in. There is a relative abundance within reach of every person. But the problem is there's a lot of injustice, and injustice keeps people from being able to access what God has made available to them. Now, here's where you and I come in. Jesus gave us authority, and one of the primary purposes of authority is to deal with injustice. It's to speak on behalf of those who have little to no voice. For example, abortion is the classic example. That infant has no voice. Somebody has to speak for that child that is in the womb who desires life, who desires length of days. They already have emotions. They already have, the mind is working. They're being prepared to live on this planet in a purposeful way, and yet abortion kills them. And somebody's got to speak on behalf of those who have no voice. That's what authority does. Authority addresses the issues of injustice. Sometimes we will find people that have multiple generations of poverty. And it's just near impossible for them to get out of that. Somebody's got to come to them and to help them. Let me say this about poverty. Money will not fix poverty, but poverty will also not be fixed without money. So if you throw money at a problem, it doesn't fix it, because they'll be back in the same issue again. Why? Because there's other factors involved. And true biblical justice restores a person to God's original intent and original design. And I believe the Lord's going to give us wisdom in this next season, where we can take some of our beloved members of our cities that have been so locked in poverty for so long, multiple generations, and come alongside and nurture, disciple, develop, challenge, provide, give opportunity, to see that injustice broken so that they can tap the resource, the abundant resource that God designed for them that's right within reach. That's my prayer. That's my prayer that together we would be a people that care correctly about the injustices of this world and with divine authority come and bring solutions. So I bless you with that. I pray that that you and I will thrive with creative ideas on how to serve people that are just locked up in poverty, that they would taste God's abundance. Amen. Bless you.